Now, the University of Limerick has become the first higher education institution in Ireland to introduce mandatory screening for sudden arrhythmic death syndrome for its high-performance sports scholars. Our Midwest correspondent Petula Martin met some of the athletes being screened for SADS at UL today.
Life in UL has been great so far. I'm studying exercise and health fitness management, so it's a good course so far and I'm enjoying it, but the life in UL is unreal. It's perfect for an athlete.
Tipperary hurler and All-Star nominee Dara McCarthy has been screened for SADS today. He counted teammate Dylan Quirk, who died of the silent cardiac condition 3 years ago, as a friend and knows the importance of screening for the condition.
The way such a negative is turned into the most magnificent positive ever, and it's just saving lives, and it's great to see.
Ellie McCarthy is a world under-23 swimming champion. She's also a SADS awareness ambassador for UL.
I think it's so important, especially for athletes, because they're more at risk for sudden death syndrome. It's definitely important because not everyone gets the opportunity to have it checked out, and we're so fortunate here that UL Sports Scholarship students get the opportunity to have it checked. It only takes 15 minutes, but it can save your life.
The Sports Scholarship Academy attracts high-performance athletes to study and train at UL. NASA Fahy O'Donnell is head of student sports.
Well, I think it's fairly obvious when you look around the campus. We've invested in the region of $77 million in sports facilities over the last 25 years. We have a huge standard. We have 144 students currently on our high-performance programme. And we're turning out Olympians, we're turning out world champions, under-23s, Europeans, across the board. And they're all training and working together in the same environment. They live on campus, they train on campus, and of course their academics is significantly important as well.
UL is leading the way by screening every sports scholar, setting a new standard for athlete safety in Ireland.
It's very important to us here at the University of Limerick, because our high-performance athletes, we provide a very, very good structured environment for safe performance. And it's not just about their performance, it's also about their health and their well-being. And it's important for us to have our students take on this this screening in order to ensure that they're aware of their own health and well-being.
After the screening, it was back to studies and training for Ellie McCartney.
In 2 weeks' time, I'm heading to the World Cup in Toronto, so that's my next big thing. And then at the end of November, I'll be heading away to the European Short Course Championships. So.
And while they're still celebrating All-Ireland's success in Tipperary, Darren McCarthy is focused on his studies and club hurling.
Look, it's class. The celebrations are well and truly over now. We're back in club season now, so just trying to get the head down for the club again. That's all he can do.
Tipperary hurling star Dara McCarthy ending that report from Petula Martin in Limerick.